gentlemen.
Hello.
Alright, Ian Riley's here.
Hello.
Can we hang up the other call?
Yes, I would. Yeah, otherwise, you're going to lag.
Okay, seriously, am I hearing, like, this weird noise? Is anyone else hearing that? That's just weird.
I'm hearing it. A little bit. Okay, now we're getting another one.
Oh, frick.
What the...
Hey, do we answer to that?
I don't know who Patrick is. That's not us.
Well, everybody's gone to it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about. I don't know.
Should I decline it?
Yeah, I did, too. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out how to get my GTA 4 to let me mod it. Problem is, like, GTA Network is down, and I think that's the only site that has the proper files. I don't want to wait.
Okay.
Cool story, bro.
Okay, this seems to be working pretty well. Anyone having any major I-can't-hear-a-thing lag?
I'm not.
Your microphone was very quiet. Heard just said that.
You're really silent, man. Yeah.
I'm having trouble hearing some people.
Is better?
A little. Could go up a bit more, though.
Well, it's not a great big deal. You can still just ask your questions in the chat if your mic's not working.
Finally.
Is this better, guys?
Yes, that's great.
All right, this seems much better.
Basically
yes,
the same.
Yes, this is much better.
Okay, I guess
my
we're...
friend went to...
Yes, I guess we're ready to do this.
I think we're good.
Yep.
Seems to be good.
Ask the question, Bridgemaster. I am not afraid.
Go for it.
Okay, I guess we'll start this in. First off, stupid legal requirements. By federal law, I am required to let you know I'm recording this conversation, and that you, unless you agree with this, you have to leave now.
Oh.
Actually, there's some pretty serious penalties if I don't say that. Anyway, now that's out of the way.
Wow.
So
I disagree. I want to fight it. I want to take it to court.
Yeah, so anyway, if you disagree with that, leave now. If not, stay here and actually do stuff. Other things. If you're being annoying or if lots of feedback or something, I will kick you and such. Nothing much else. I'm going to go in the order.
Even me?
Yes, you too. I'm going to go in the order of... that it was posted on the Q&A on the blogspot for question asking, and then after that, anyone who joined without doing a comment there, I'll just kind of go in a random order. Yell at me if I get the order mixed up or something like that. But honestly, we're probably going to go for about a half hour, and that should be plenty of time for everybody here to ask questions and whatnot. So, yes, let me go see who's first up. Be right back.
I think it's me.
So do you guys like stuff?
Hell yeah.
I love stuff.
Apparently having this many Skype conversations open really makes my internet slow.
Yeah, that it does that, I guess.
Oh, it's a tweet.
Oh, shoot. Turn my voice down.
I got the best suggestion ever. Ian and Crimson have a flame.
What?
You know, play more.
Can't hear you. Mic's kind of low. Go to the settings on your mic, place, and just turn it up.
Okay, enough of that shenanigans, because I just had like four people message me. If they can't join and stuff like that. Anyway, first person up is Happy Cow 524. I can't tell who their actual name is in Skype, but you should know who you are.
Oh.
So, yes. You're up.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Okay. Oh, shoot. How about... You must have... Well, for one thing, you must have wanted to do your series because of Freeman's Mind. But what, like, what did you actually do? Like, what did you... What conclusion did you come to when you were saying, I'm really gonna do this? Like... Anyone could say, oh, I should do that, but what did you convince yourself, like, of really doing it?
Do you want to go first, Robin, or do you want me to?
Okay, what the, like, so why, like, what really turned us on to actually making it?
Yeah, I think that was the question.
Yeah. Yeah,
mainly,
pretty much.
Well, Actually, I started out, I was going to do Barney's Mine, and on the day that his episode one came out, I saw it, and I was like, oh, I guess I can't do that. So
Yeah.
then I turned to Shepherd's Mine, or Opposing Force, and I was like, well, you know, that beginning bit is kind of fun, and there are some funny things you could do with that. So I kind of just did it for the hell of it. I didn't really think I was gonna make an entire series about it, but it just kind of wrote itself after a while. And I thought, you know what, I could do this. I could do this. You know, it's not
Yeah.
okay. Yeah, my first kind of
I
tipping point
hate this
was,
computer.
yes, my first tipping point was I kind of like dabbled with the idea of doing a Barney's Mine. I messed around at work, making a logo and did other little things. And I finally just sat down, loaded Blue Shift on Steam, and it said, I'm going to try this. Got a registered copy of Fraps, did that, put it on YouTube, sent messaged a bunch of my friends, said, hey, check this shit out. And it was, honestly, I didn't like it. It was very poorly done. I mean, I had never done anything of close to this, so I had no idea what I was doing. And so 99% of it was either direct or indirect copies of Freeman's Mind, as many people have pointed out. But and then it just kind of people liked it enough that I just kind of felt I had to do episode two, and I wasn't gonna do it, but my brother finally talked me into doing episode two, and then I had to do episode three, and then at that point I realized I could actually do this and be fairly good at it, and it was a steep learning curve, but it was kind of a, you know, it really was kind of a whole bunch of things that made me start Barney's Mind.
Cool. Dang.
Okay, next person is the unpronounceable name, FLLTHDCRB, filth de curb, I don't know.
It's Half-Life related.
Gotcha.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, you're good.
Your question.
Okay, so it's kind of a specific one. I hope no one has objections. Everyone sees, so no one's going to be spoiled.
Yeah.
Okay, so in episode 6, around 5 minutes and 39 seconds.
Which series?
Oh,
Barney or
Barney's.
here.
Yeah. There was a bit of music that started. And you said in response, what is that sound? And I always wondered, what was that? Was that deliberate? Were you trying to break the fourth wall?
Oh,
Were you just pretending that was
oh, I know
a
what you're,
sound that
yes, the muse, that was the result of
forgot to
me,
turn it off.
yeah, I forgot to turn the music off for that particular episode. I usually turn it off, but for some reason it got turned back on, and I forgot to turn it off for that episode, so I didn't really, I kind of, after I'd gone through the whole video and recording it and everything, I was like halfway through with the commentary, and it would have taken me like another 2 days to have started from scratch. I heard the music there and I was like, oh, yeah. And I couldn't really mute it because then it was very obvious that all of a sudden a section of the game was muted. And so I just had to leave it in. And so I tried to pass it off as ambient noise,
Industrial noises.
though the second half is very clearly music-y. So I just kind of, said, screw it, I'll leave it in. But no, that was not even close to done on purpose. And it was definitely I'm trying to cover up for me being stupid. But yes, and I know, I think you were the person who asked, am I going to keep the music in during the game? And absolutely not. No, it would be, there's some music later on that just is completely fourth wall breaking that wouldn't make much sense at all.
That wasn't me actually that asked that, but yeah.
What was the question then?
No, he means your second question, like about the like if you're gonna use music for the whole thing. He didn't
Oh, oh,
mostly.
oh, okay. I misunderstood what you said. No, I'm not going to be using the in-game music for any other parts of the game. Cool. Okay.
Who's next?
Jackal. To you.
Jackal! It's a jackal! 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 Jackal!
Glad you got that out of your system.
He's not here.
He's not here? Wait a minute.
Yeah, it looks like his phone thing is down. His little, yeah.
Hang on, let me try to add him again.
That's middle.
Yeah, there we go. We don't wait up for anybody.
Okay, it says he's connecting.
Call failed. Oh, that sucks.
Well then, I guess we will skip him and go on to the next guy.
I bet he's pissed.
He comes in later, he can, you know, do stuff.
Yeah.
Oh wait, he just sent me a chat message saying, grrr. Let me ask him if he wants to ask the question, even though he won't be able to hear it.
We'll just read it aloud.
Bear with me a minute. He's writing it.
For me, Kit, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
I hear a clicking.
Yeah, someone's clicking.
Someone in the shower?
That does sound interesting, like a shower. Anyway, Jackal's question is, what do you use to edit with? So that's a simple and easy question.
Windows Movie Maker.
Yep, I second that as well. To edit sound, I use...
Sony.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, someone's got their mic on. Can you please turn your mic off if you have it on? Thank you.
There we go.
All right. Yeah, for sound, I use Creative Wave Studio, and Crimson uses something else, I think.
I use Audacity for sound editing, but Windows Movie Maker just for the video. And Fraps for recording, as it says on my videos.
Yeah, wish it wasn't $37.
Yes, I paid money. Of course I did. Ian's more of a pirate anyway. Anyway. Is that it?
What?
Damn, pirate stole my cookie.
Ian, where are you? Don't leave me.
Oh, shit.
I
accidentally muted it, and I thought I unmuted it. Anyway, I don't know where you guys lost me. Whatever. I'm not sure what happened. I said Yar there somewhere.
Well, you already answered the question, I think, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was talking about Fraps and how it's better than GameCam and anything else out there. Anyway, moving along.
Missed that. Okay. Who is next on the list?
The list is Control-Alt-Corrupt. Yeah. You know who you are.
Ooh.
It's actually a pretty clever name.
Nice name.
But I'm not sure if they're here, because I don't think I invited them. So I guess we're going to skip them. Omniscience. I'm not sure if you're here either. Maybe you are. Nope, didn't think so. Janet, you're next. I know you're on here.
Janet B.
Janet.
Is it my connection, or why is everybody cutting out for me?
It might be your connection.
It's just lag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just lagging for me, too.
I hear you guys all fine, though. I'm going to try sending a chat message to Janet.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a shame if Janet missed out on this. I know she was looking forward to it. Oh, she's writing something. Maybe.
Do you know her?
No, I don't. But she seems to be a pretty dedicated fan to... all the Mind series is
I wouldn't
apostrophe.
Know.
I don't know.
I don't have multiple minds.
No. I guess she's not going to be the last question. Maybe she'll get in later.
I have an overactive imagination.
Good for you.
That's not a question.
I'm sorry. You lose.
Yeah. Time out.
AWS Games. You're the next one. Oh, wait, never mind. Janet just got back. Okay, so backing up. Janet's question is... Okay. Her question is, when you asked Ross Scott... Oh, I guess it's for me. When I asked Ross Scott his opinion on the Barney's Mind series, what did he say? And that is actually a very simple response. He hasn't got back to me yet. If you're listening to this when I post the recording, Ross, email me. Actually, I think I know what happened. His email seems to have issues with regarding my email to him as spam. Because when I first emailed him, he said he finally found it in his spam box like a month after I sent it. And he said, oh, my email thought this was spam. And sorry, I didn't get back to you. So that may have happened again. So I'm going to try him again. But no, he has not gotten back to me. Yes. Okay. Next person is AWS Games. And I don't think you're on.
Os Games, come on.
Os Games, you know, you want to say something. Oh, well. Joel Hook, you're the next one. But you said you probably wouldn't be on, so I don't think you're here. Nope. Next one's Nat Ran R. Nathaniel. I thought I saw you on here. Wait, never mind. Back. There's AWS Games. He doesn't have a mic. Ah.
You know, there is a chat in this conference. You don't need to just...
Yeah, can somebody add me to the conference? I mean, the chat, if there is, like, a chat? Because I can't see it, or somebody types something in it.
Wait, I think I found a button for it. It's like that little blue circle.
I've been trying that, it doesn't work.
It says the call host is using an old version of Skype.
Ooh.
Where am I using an old version of Skype? I don't know. Let me check.
Ian, damn you.
Yeah, everybody's messaging me at the same time. Stop it. Okay. Yes.
Kyle Patrick can't be added to this chat due to his or her privacy settings. Just throwing that out there.
Too bad.
Anthony Nguyen can't be added to this chat due to his or her privacy settings. You guys sure love your privacy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you guys are both having two different chats.
I just searched Skype users for Ross Scott, and everything says Scott Ross, except for one person, Ross Scott.
Maybe.
What could it mean?
Anyway, AWS asks, how old are you guys, and what nationalities are you?
I'm 18 and I'm Canadian.
Yes. You silly.
I'm 12 numbers.
What do you mean yes? You're not Canadian.
I'm not Canadian.
Or 18.
Yes, I am 23 and I am American from Maine. Yes. I guess that answers that. Not really much else to say.
I'm a 50-year-old man from Yugoslavia, and
I'm a 22-year-old Mexican.
Did I just hear somebody say, I love you?
I don't think so.
Am I the only guy lagging?
Possibly, but possibly not.
Okay, then.
Oh, wait, is that AVI that you just joined? Is that you?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, okay, yeah, you just joined. Anyway, yeah, sorry you got in here late, but... Alright, stop messaging people! There you go, Jagger!
Oh, wow.
There's a way you can start Skype chat conferences where people can be hosts and they can, like, kick people out of the chat or make them read-only.
What's with the... Someone's calling me. Is anyone else getting
back
that?
Sec.
Yeah?
I'm not getting a call.
What? Yeah, neither am I. Okay, anyone anyway.
Calls me. Oh, wait.
Be back a second.
Did I accept it?
No.
No, I don't want to call you Nat Ranner.
Yeah, I'm declining, you sucker.
He did that earlier, I think.
Yeah, eat.
Anyway, yeah, if we do this ever again, I'm doing smaller groups. This is clearly descending into chaos, but okay. Right, moving on.
Next guy.
Next guy.
Who is it?
I can actually hear you.
Hey. Holy crap.
We can hear people in the background. I'm kind of confused who is next. I hear Guitar Hero. Alright. So mute your mic. Whoever. Insanity.
Charming.
Yeah, it's Guitar Renner.
Okay, he's gonna
That's
be
Jesus great.
Christ. Is someone dying in there?
There, I removed him. That was annoying. Okay, next person. Oh, good God. Do not stop messaging me.
Oh.
Alright, yeah. Not inviting him back in again. Next person is Joel Hook, but I don't think he's... Yeah, he was not here. Next person is Grazara. Interesting name. Yes, no, maybe.
Sweet.
No, not
Talk louder.
I think he's in the shower with Awesome Games.
Wow.
Right, next person is Madman2031. I know you're here. I see you right there.
Madman!
This is...
Hello.
Oh, okay. Okay, he's going to be asking over the chat. His question is about the last episode, I guess, of Varney's Mind. How am I going to fill the gap between the end of Varney's Mind and the airplane bit? There really is no good way to fill it, so I'm honestly going to fill it with a bit of black screen and then Barney falling asleep in the car ride. Yes, it's cheesy and bad, but I honestly couldn't think of any... I mean, if someone could come up with anything better, I'm all completely open ideas, but there really isn't... I mean, not much to do.
You should have used your pirate power. Pirate power for the win.
My pirate power? That doesn't make any sense. Never mind. Yeah, so anyway...
Pirates have no power.
Yeah, pirates have no power. We just have booty. And swag. Okay, anyway, yeah, so that's how I'm going to fill that little bit. Anyway, the next person is Dendrio, I guess that's it, 405. That works.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What do you plan to do after you finish Barney's Mind?
I was waiting for someone to ask that. I honestly have, well,
I'm going
I know...
to Disneyland!
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to probably redo episode 1-4, and then I'm, after that, I don't know really what I'm going to do. I'm going to, I don't know, little things related to Barney's Mind, but it... un-Barney's Mind related, I'm probably at this point I have no idea, but one thing that's looking the most favorable is I'm thinking of doing a similar Mind series for Alien vs. Predator 2 as the Marine.
Headcrab Mind.
That doesn't
There's
work.
No Headcrab Mod.
But that actually that would be a pretty cool mod if someone made a mod that you play as a headcrab. But anyway,
I want to do a Mind series for Duke Nukem 3D.
That could work.
Duke's Mind.
That could work really well, actually.
Yes. Oh my God, my plane just crashed. Time. I'm fine. You know, nothing's wrong here. Yeah.
That game is so... It's no plot.
I'm an equal opportunity ass kicker.
Yeah. The voice would be pretty easy to do, too.
Doesn't it, like... God. Don't you, like, start out on the top of a building after your plane crashes or something? I don't even remember.
Yeah, neither do I, like, but that sounds familiar.
As it gets shot down.
I want to do a Mind on Duke Nukem Forever. Wait, it's never coming out.
Oh ho ho ho!
High fives, Crimson!
That's the joke! Yeah.
What? Nice. I didn't hear that one, but I don't know if I want to.
He was like, somebody should do a Mind of Duke Nukem Forever. Oh wait, it's not coming out! Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, that game is just full of fail.
Too soon, you know.
Oh boy.
Wonder if you could do a Fallout 3 one. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, or Oblivion.
Yeah, Oblivion could work.
I don't know.
But there's so much in Oblivion, it just never end.
Yeah, it'd be like episode 385 going on.
What, I know.
Jeez.
I wouldn't have the patience for that, but yeah.
I do a female voice, you could do Shell's mind, Portal.
Oh, my eyes, my ears.
Oh my god.
Yeah, your eyes.
My eyes were
so
blinded.
Loud it hurt your
Whoa,
eyes.
Do you think you could
your
do a female
burns.
Voice of a Shell from a Portal? Or
Yeah,
something?
I could totally do a female voice.
With Hello. Some voice changes. With some voice changes.
Actually, there are programs that can do that.
Yeah, that's
Can
like...
I help you?
With the Creative Waves
Most people just
studio,
use them for vent trolling, though.
Yeah, with the Creative Events Wave Studio, I was going to, if I do another mine, I was going to use some voice changing software to change the pitch of my voice ever so slightly so it doesn't sound exactly like Barney from Barney's Mind. But, yeah, you could do something like that. You know, do some pitch changing software to see if you do. But it ends up sounding like a male voice or a male chipmunk voice. It really does end up sounding like. It's hard to turn a male voice into a female voice.